Officially, the Democratic Republic of Congo is about 4 months behind schedule to connect to the West African cable system, WACS. This is not the first time the DRC has missed out on a high-speed internet link. As internet user Didier Bobange tries to download a document at his local cyber cafe in Kinshasa, he has plenty of time to reflect on his country's position in the cyberspace race.
So we don't know how long we wait for it to come. You know, I've been in Benin Republic 10 years ago. The connection was far better than we have here, today, and nowadays in Kinshasa.
High-speed internet would be a blessing for Congo's businesses, researchers, and even doctors who could make long-distance diagnoses. It's past time they had it, says Laurent Ntumba, founder of the local internet service provider Microcom.
There is many cable in Africa. There is maybe 7 or 8 today, and we are not connected. It's not acceptable.
In fact, he says a fiber-optic link between Mwanda on the DRC's Atlantic coast and Kinshasa could have been switched on years ago.
The cable from Mwanda to Kinshasa, they already ended the grant. But 3 years now, we are not use it. You know, for me, technically, it's something strange. We can use it.
But they cannot connect to the international line until the government has given permission, paid its dues to the cable consortium, and built a landing station at the coast. And that is taking some time. It was a similar story in other countries, but the Congo has taken the longest time. The immediate reason why the Congo is not linked to WACS is that the cable landing station was not built to the right standards. Local media report that the company contracted to build it had never done this kind of job before. They also report that $3 million of government funds for the contract went missing last year, and the former director general of the national telecoms company, SCPT, was charged with high treason and jailed for 3 months in connection with the affair. The scandal came to light after SCPT employees protested plans to create a private company, Congo Cable, to manage fibre optic connections. Jean-Paul Kamalata, a union representative for the telecom sector, says it's unacceptable to cut out SCPT employees from the future revenues when they are already owed years in back pay. He also told VOA the union has other valid concerns.
La fibre optique ou bien la télécommunication, c'est une...
Kamalata says he campaigned against the plan to create Congo Cable because he believes international telecoms links are vital to a country's security, and you cannot entrust a country's security to a private company. The government seems to have dropped the idea of creating a new company to manage the cable. Microcom's Ntumba thinks it was not a bad idea in principle. He says the SCPT will need competent private sector partners to install and maintain the fibre optic network.
Managing the cable is not something easy. You need to have the knowledge. You need to have all the support. But I don't know if SCPT have this level of competence.
Ntumba is also doubtful about the government's plan for the next stage, which is to lay 2,000 kilometres of cable from Kinshasa to Lubumbashi in the southeast corner of the country. He suggests it would be quicker and cheaper to connect Lubumbashi to Zambia's fibre optic cable and other eastern cities to cables from Rwanda and Uganda. The money saved could be spent on laying connections within big cities. But many Congolese would oppose the idea of connecting eastern cities via Rwanda, a country that was at war with the DRC from 1998 to 2003. The current Director General of the SCPT, Placide Mbatika, tells VOA that deals have already been signed with Exim Bank China and a Chinese contractor to lay the 2,000-kilometre cable, although there will still be a need for investors for subsequent phases.
Nous sommes ouverts à tous les investisseurs.
Mbatika says the country is open to all investors for the fibre optic programme. He says that thanks to President Joseph Kabila's intervention, SCPT now has political backing, competent management and a committed workforce. He predicts that the first phase of the project, landing the cable and connecting it to Kinshasa, will be finished by the end of August. Local media say that any further delays could jeopardise the Congo's chances of hosting the next summit of French-speaking countries, scheduled to be held in Kinshasa in October. Nick Long for VOA News, Kinshasa.